There can come a time in practice where doing less is more. If you've been walking for a long time and you want to sit down to rest, you don't want to walk faster. If the mind has been busy and agitated for a long time, you don't want to get busy doing more. And the time when it's most useful to do less, the time when it's most useful to let go deeply, let go of doing, is when it leaves us with our natural capacity to be aware. When relaxing, and maybe even a kind of not doing, leaves us clearly here, attentive or noticing, receptive, softly alert. Perhaps when attention awareness is not searching or chasing, attention doesn't need to be jerked around back to the breath or for a few moments here, you might become aware of the stillness in this room. The stillness which is beyond the edges of the body's sensations. Beyond the edges of whatever small movements there might be. Or aware of the spaciousness of the room. The spaciousness beyond the edges of the body that you experience. Maybe a body that has diffuse edges. Perhaps there's a way of relaxing the thinking muscle, relaxing effort, softening. Doing less, and at the same time, being aware of stillness and silence. And you might become aware of the stillness, spaciousness that is within your body. Between the various sensations that occur. All around them. And if you're aware of stillness and silence, stillness and spaciousness, to relax into that, relax into the way in which awareness is not separate from it. Where maybe you can intuit how awareness has some of the qualities of stillness. Awareness has some of the qualities of spaciousness. Awareness itself has no boundaries. And perhaps you can let go of your thoughts so that you're doing less. Perhaps you can let go of some kinds of effort that you make so that you're doing less. But in letting go into the mind's ability, capacity, to be aware, to be receptive to whatever is known in the most simple way. Neither moving towards what is pleasant or away from what's unpleasant. Neither asserting oneself, or denying oneself. But letting all things just be. And if doing less, if letting go of doing, allows you to abide in open awareness, Let go. Let go of all doings. Letting go of all shoulds and shouldn'ts. And if letting go and doing less leads to more thinking, and perhaps you can use your breathing, surfing on the in-breaths and out-breaths, as a way of not getting caught in thoughts. Perhaps every time you exhale, letting go into receptive awareness, letting go into awareness of breathing. What are you doing that you don't have to do? What are you doing that complicates the simplicity of this moment? What might you be doing that is not needed? What are you adding to the simplicity of the moment? Perhaps you can be in the awareness enough that you notice when you start doing more than's needed. these last few minutes of the sitting, you can try out putting aside anything and everything you thought you think you have to do. Put aside anything and everything that you think you have to be. Perhaps you can put aside any belief that you have to think anything. Putting aside any belief that things should be otherwise than they are. As you are present for the simplicity of being, for the simplest way in which the present moment unfolds. And then, from the perspective of whatever simplicity of being that you have here, whatever degree of not doing that's here, notice the impulse or tendency to start doing, getting involved, having concerns, whatever. As you hear the bell that ends the sitting, and if it feels right, maybe you don't have to pick up the impulses to do and to be and to think. Maybe not much has to happen. Maybe it's okay just to be here and sit. I hope you enjoy your day.